FNC's Waters, Biden So Too Zany, spent more time talking about snacks than fentanyl. By Jeff Poor on March 9, 2024. Friday on FNC's Jesse Waters Primetime, host Jesse Waters' opening monologue focused on President Joe Biden's State of the Union address a night earlier in his efforts to portray himself as the last man standing between the country and authoritarianism. Waters argued Biden's showing was not a typical State of the Union with memorable presidential prose, soaring oratory, but one to prove that Biden was still alive. Partial transcript as follows. Waters, in his 1862 State of the Union address, Abraham Lincoln said, "We shall nobly save or meanly lose the last best hope of earth." Those words came just weeks after what was known as the bloodiest day in American history, the Battle of Antietam, where 23,000 Americans were slaughtered. There was weight to Lincoln's words, he was on his tape. In 1941, Franklin Roosevelt articulated America's four essential human freedoms: freedom of speech, religion, and freedom from want and fear. FDR urged Americans to defend democracy in war-torn Europe. These presidents used their words not to scare Americans for political gain, but to mobilize Americans to meet the moment. Last night, President Biden didn't have the courtesy to arrive on time to the State of the Union. And once inside the chamber, he milked the political affection, inching ever so slowly to the podium, refusing not a single selfie from embarrassingly childish politicians, stopping and entertaining long conversations and basking in the pageantry and attention. There was something grotesquely pathetic about grown men and women of the president's own party pawing at him, as if he had real talent. It was as if, like the Democrats, had never spent time with their president. Like he'd come out of hibernation and showed proof of life. They don't see him at the Christmas party or the Easter egg roll. They don't meet with him about legislation. Maybe they wanted to capture the moment on camera, when they met the greatest president of all time, because that's who Joe Biden compared himself to, a combination of Abraham Lincoln and FDR. Biden declaring himself a wartime president, saying he is saving democracy at home and abroad just like America did in the Civil War and in World War II. Begin video clip. Biden, Franklin Roosevelt came to this chamber to speak to the nation, and he said, "I address you in a moment, unprecedented in history of the Union. Hitler was on the march. War was raging in Europe. Freedom and democracy are under assault in the world. Tonight, I come to this same chamber to address the nation. Not since President Lincoln and the Civil War have freedom and democracy been under assault at home, as they are today. What makes our moment rare is the freedom and democracy are under attack at both at home and overseas at the very same time. We will not walk away. We will not bow down." End video clip. Waters, Biden framed this election not as a political campaign, but as a military campaign. Just as Hitler and the Confederacy were defeated, Putin and Trump will also be. This is how Biden is positioning himself. He will defeat Trump, the enemy of the state. Begin video clip. Biden, "I ask all of you without regard to party to join together and defend democracy. Remember, your oath of office of defending us, all threats, foreign and domestic." End video clip. Waters, "Even liberal historians thought it was a bit too much." Begin video clip. Douglas Brinkley, history commentator, "This is the number one issue for Joe Biden, that he represents democracy. In some ways, it might be overdone a little by Biden. He is positioning himself as being the indispensable man. I'm Abraham Lincoln. Beyond me lies authoritarianism and fascism." End video clip. Waters, "Biden is democracy just like Fauci is science. Anybody who disagrees is the enemy and will be treated as such. This was not your typical State of the Union with memorable presidential prose, soaring oratory that gives you goosebumps. Biden just screamed for an hour to prove he is still alive." Begin video clip. Biden, "America stood strong, and democracy prevailed. We will stop you 50 times before it will stop you again. I say stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Send me the border bill now. We cut the federal deficit by $160 billion. Those bragging about overturning Roe v. Wade have no clue. When America gets knocked down, we get back up. We keep going. That's America. God bless you all." End video clip. Waters, "Now, as a student of human behavior, when I observe wild and sudden changes in energy levels, Something has been added to the mix. This man has moped around the White House for 3 years, lethargic. Neither an early bird or a midnight owl. Someone who struggles to finish the sentence and falls asleep in public. You go from a 1 to a 10, even the Washington Post wants Biden to pee in a cup to test for steroids. Joe needed to show intensity to prove the Hur report wrong. And he just yelled at everyone, the Supreme Court, businesses, Republicans, and Trump over and over and over again. Begin video clip. Biden, my predecessor. 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 My predecessor. My predecessor. My predecessors. My predecessor. 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 But unlike my predecessor, I know who we are as Americans. End video clip. Waters, this was a primetime attack ad that the Biden campaign should have been required to pay networks to air. He delivered a convention speech, masquerading as statesmanship. If Trump was this wickedly partisan at the State of the Union, they would have cut the feed. Abortion, class warfare, big government tax and spend, welfare handouts. It was zany. He even spent more time talking about snacks than fentanyl. Begin video clip. Biden, the snack companies think you won't notice if they change the size of the bag and put a hell of a lot fewer. Laughter. Biden, same size bag, put fewer chips in it. No, I'm not joking. It's called shrinkflation. You probably all saw that commercial on Snickers bars. You get charged the same amount, and you've got about, I don't know, 10% fewer Snickers in it. End video clip. Waters, Biden never once acknowledged American hardship. Never consoled, only spun. It got so bad that at one point, a Gold Star father interrupted. Watch. Begin video clip. Biden, a year before I took office, murder rates went up 30%. Unidentified male, remember Abby Gate? Biden, 30%, they went up. Unidentified male, United States Marines. 2nd Battalion. 1st Marines. Biden, the biggest increase in history. End video clip. Waters, that man lost his son, a Marine during Biden's Afghanistan withdrawal. It was just too much for him to stay silent. The president hasn't even called some of the parents who lost their sons that day. Begin video clip. Kristi Shamblin, daughter-in-law Marine Sergeant Nicole G. was killed in a terrorist attack in Afghanistan. He has not reached out to our family. We've actually reached out to the White House and have never heard back. We asked to meet with them to kind of understand where their thinking was in calling this a success, and we've not received a response. It's been months. End video clip. Waters, the commander-in-chief had 13 phone calls to make and he couldn't do it. He just checks his watch as the coffins come home. Biden was interrupted again when he blamed Trump for his border crisis. Earlier, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene had handed Biden a pin with Lack and Riley's name on it, and 45 minutes into the speech, still without mentioning her name. This happened. Begin video clip. Biden, I'm told my predecessor called members of Congress and the Senate to demand they block the bill. He feels political win. He viewed it as a political win for me and a political lose for him. It's not about him. It's not about me. I'd be a winner. Not really. Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, what about Lack and Riley? Lack and Riley. Say her name. Biden, Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of thousands of people are being killed by illegals? To her parents, I say my heart goes out to you, having lost children myself. I understand. End video clip. Waters, Lincoln Riley? Biden doesn't even know her name. He couldn't even read it off the pin. His callous dismissiveness towards American suffering is sociopathic, considering the man has lost his own children to car accidents and cancer. Biden's policies are producing Gold Star moms and angel moms, and he can't even call them or get their names right. Lack and Riley's mom writing this, Biden does not even know my child's name. It's pathetic. If you were going to say your name, even when forced to do so, at least say the right name. If President Trump had called George Floyd, Jim Floyd, those riots wouldn't have been so mostly peaceful. Biden is selfish at his core. He spent 40 years climbing the precipice of Washington until he finally reached the pinnacle of power. He has failed up, believes he's a hero, and says anything to survive. He even made up a fake civil war to scare the country and stay in charge. But the real civil war inside his own party. And last night was a cannon shot to signal he has the gunpowder to wage a brutal battle for what he calls the soul of the nation. Who knows where that gunpowder came from? But we warned you, Biden believes he's a wartime president and is ready to take whatever action necessary to defend the country from you, the enemy. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.